New car alert, a brand new Jeep was just revealed, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think about it. Stellantis has been in absolute turmoil for the past few years, but the Jeep brand has actually remained pretty strong. The brand's lineup was getting pretty stale, but they finally dropped the all-new Cherokee for the 2026 model year, and there's a lot of big updates. Most notably, the car is now significantly larger and has an all-new hybrid powertrain. The car is now going to make 210 horsepower with 37 miles to the gallon. The new Cherokee is now 188 inches long, which makes it longer than the RAV4, the CR-V, and basically everything in its class. The crossover is also a lot boxier, with a flat vertical grille, a flat tailgate, and boxy lights. Everything is boxy. On the inside, things are looking a lot like the Wagoneer S, their flagship EV. You'll see another squarish steering wheel and two giant screens. Everything is pretty minimalist and meant to give a more upscale feel, which is also reflected in the new price. The new Cherokee is starting at $36,995 after destination fee. I know that sounds high, but when you put it into perspective, it kind of makes sense. Not only is the car bigger than everything else in its class, but it also comes standard with a hybrid engine, which on everything else is an extra option. Obviously, there are always question marks whenever there's a new powertrain involved, but I'm curious what you guys think of this. Would you take the new Cherokee over a new RAV4?